I walked by a Broadworks on my way to a meeting here at the Small Business Expo in Atlanta, and I loved the activity buzzing at their booth and their table, and I loved that someone was watching and looking and wanting to speak with me when I was looking for someone to speak with. Mm-hmm. That told me a lot of good things about their approach, what they're doing, and so now I'm excited to be here interviewing a Broadworks. I'd love for you to introduce yourself, your title. I know that y'all are based in Dallas, but I'm excited to meet you.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet you as well. And that was a great observation. I think there's a big difference when it's the business owners that are here at the expo versus just a sales rep. And in this case, we are the business owners here. And so we're obviously trying to get the most out of this expo. So we're very focused on speaking with as many people as we can. But just to introduce a Broadworks, we're a company that specializes in connecting businesses here in the U.S. with talent overseas, primarily in the Philippines and in Mexico. And we try to keep the caliber very, very high. I know that that's something that's frustrated a lot of business owners, is kind of finding subpar talent overseas, and we're trying to change the paradigm on that. And the way that we do that is by testing talent extensively on different skill sets, like their attention to detail, their logic and verbal reasoning, English reading comprehension. There's all these assessments that they go through. Vast majority of candidates fail those assessments. And so we're only considering and interviewing the top candidates. And then we're pairing them up. We have an HR team of specialists that are pairing them up with businesses to understand exactly what the specific needs of those businesses are and making recommendations based on that.
What brought you into this world and this industry?
Well, that's a great question. My brother, Mike, who you met just earlier, he had started hiring a lot of talent overseas while working for an e-commerce business. And what he found was that the talent that he was hiring in the Philippines was just so dedicated and motivated and hardworking, and he was really impressed by that. And obviously he was already thinking about, how do I find the diamonds in the rough? How do I find the best people?
Because
like in any country in the world, you know, you have the mediocre talent and you have people that are very dedicated to their work and competent. And so we developed the process over the years to make it better and better to find those people who are above and beyond.
How long have y'all been around?
Well, we started at the end of 2019, shortly, like pretty much right when COVID was becoming a thing. So we beat the market a little bit, and that's when work from home and global working solutions became very, very popular throughout COVID.
Yeah, so you're based in Dallas. How do you find who you love to work with? Not from the great talent that you find companies, but who do you like to get in front of? Is it a corporation? Is it a CEO of a small company? What's that dream engagement for you?
I mean, the most important is obviously to get in touch with the decision makers. So in some companies, it could be the CEO. In other companies, it might be the CFO, someone who's trying to figure out how to bring the costs down. In other cases, it could be a senior manager who's just looking for talent that's hard to come across and they're looking for some help. And in some cases, we establish relationships with the HR representatives, and they're
sure.
Our biggest advocates.
That's awesome. What's going on for the rest of the year from an abroad standpoint, you know, just engagements, activity, and also what are you thinking of for 2025?
Yeah, so we're actually planning a trip in 2025. We're heading down to the Philippines. We have an annual get-together of all the employees, and that's something that's super important as well. Just because someone is working out of a different country, they want to be treated like everyone else, you know? And so our clients that treat people really well are the clients that have the best retention rates. And we do our part, we do whatever we can in terms of benefits and having different events, social events and get-togethers, in order to keep the morale high and hopefully retain the top quality talent that we work so hard to find.
I love that. Where will you be conference-wise or expo-wise in 2025? Because I'd love to be there too.
That's a great question. I don't know. That's a question for our marketing manager, Paul. I know that he's been considering a lot of different events. There are so many to choose from. I think it's challenging to figure out which one to go to. Yeah, but I think that we're going to look into, we have a lot of large clients in the insurance adjustment industry, restoration, roofing, all of that whole industry. And so we might go to a conference of that sort. We have a lot of clients in e-commerce, so we might start looking at more niche opportunities.
And you supply top talent from anywhere from the executive assistant to the... Tell me some of those roles.
Yeah, really whatever job can be done remotely, we can help find the person for that. So we have a lot of people in what I would term like middle back office positions. So for example, in the insurance adjustment industry, they have their intake specialists with us that are gathering information and putting it into the CRM. And then they have the people that are responsible for reaching out to clients and notifying them about the status of their claim. And then they have people that are chasing down the insurance company to make sure that all the documentation is submitted and that they could get the claims processed as quickly as possible. So that's just an example, and they have all these different names for these positions, like claim processing assistant and all of that, but really these are just middle office and back office jobs. It could be bookkeepers, it could be accountants, it could be graphic designers. Whatever could be done remotely really is fair game for us. We've actually helped companies hire 50, 60 employees, so it goes far beyond, but we're helping small businesses as well, so it really just depends on the client. The thing is that we're able to help scale a company very quickly. So if a company is in that sweet spot where they've just raised like Series A, Series B, they need a lot of people quickly, then a solution like ours could really help them scale up rapidly, because we have a large team of HR specialists, and we've built technology to help facilitate what we do and expedite the whole process. So that's been really helpful for us. But we're happy to help smaller businesses as well. That's always very meaningful.
Heather had asked about your plans for 2025. I want to look a little further down the road. Maybe 5 years from now, where do you see the company doing?
Yeah, so we're focused very much on building out the technology that we use. So my brother actually has a bit of a tech background. And so he was pushing us to develop our own internal proprietary technologies from the very beginning, from our founding. So in 2020, we started spending a lot of money on developing the software that's really the brain behind the business. And we realized very quickly that this is something that we should try to market and sell. And so we've been putting a lot of effort into making that technology as good as possible. And we hope in 2025, 26 to bring that technology to the market and start selling it, and hopefully make a meaningful change to the recruitment industry to help streamline and facilitate the whole process.
Have you been able to incorporate AI into what you guys are doing, or is that affecting your business?
Well, yes and no. We haven't incorporated it yet, but our developers are working very much right now on trying to implement AI. So what we're doing is we're scraping all the data from people's resumes, from the interview notes that we have of them. We even record the interview and have a transcript written of the recording. And so what we want to have the AI do is that we can put in a position and it can start recommending people based on all the data that we put into the system. So hopefully it'll come up with meaningful recommendations. The AI models take a lot of training, so we're in that phase of the process right now, training the AI models.
It's incredible. It was wonderful to meet you. Repeat your name and your title, please.
My name is Rafi Rostin, and I'm one of the co-founders of AbroadWorks.
How can people find you? Website?
Yeah, abroadworks.com.
And your email address?
Yeah, and they can get in touch with us on the website as well. They could fill out a form, and just one of our sales specialists will get in touch with them.
Awesome. Any thoughts or questions for us?
Yeah, can you tell me just a little bit more about this business?
Absolutely. So I'm the owner of Riptide LLC. We're based in Atlanta. We're based in Boston, and we drive revenue for companies. We do infrastructure. We build companies and put them at the front of the line compared to their contenders. We're consultants. We bring 30 years of experience to that small, growing size business owner from any kind of vertical, technology, telehealth, HVAC, services, you name it. We empower that small business owner. So our partner is Mike Salmon, CEO of Radio X in Gwinnett, right outside of Atlanta. He's our partner where we're at many different expos. He's phenomenal background in sports broadcasting and more. So we interview and drive sales and business development for our colleagues at events and more. And that's what we're doing in partnering. And Mike?
Yeah, Business Radio X simply produces, distributes, and markets podcasts for individuals and businesses of all sizes. And Heather over here has figured out the secret sauce, how to partner with Business Radio X to meet wonderful business people like yourself and take those relationships to the next level. What a great way to start this relationship, to have you come on. We're going to obviously post this, get the word out, talk about your business, help people learn about you. And as this grows, hopefully that your business will grow alongside it. So Heather's doing this to help other professionals like yourself. So it's been a great partnership.
Thank you guys. This has been great. I really appreciate the invitation.
Thank you so much. Nice great to meet you.